Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Dropo scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-0 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valdivielso for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yost for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Paula now playing right field. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Severs. Busby reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-2 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yost. Paula fumbles the ball. That's an error on Paula. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Courtney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orovets pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 4 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Runnels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth strikes out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paula strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.